It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're talking about House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's decision this week to push ahead with an impeachment inquiry. Stay with us after 8 this morning when we're bringing you live special coverage of Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire's testimony on the whistleblower complaint, and he's before a House Intelligence Committee. That's less than an hour from now on the Ideas Network. But first, let's join our fall membership drive here for an update. I'm with Dean Kallenbach. Good morning.
Hi.
You count on the Ideas Network for great discussions, and it is your gift of any amount that makes these discussions possible. It is listener support that is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. That is why you support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's so important.
So last hour, we heard from 9 new and returning members. Thank you for those gifts. Right now, we have a dollar-for-dollar match, up to $4,500. This generous match is from current members, including a member from Cross Plains, and it means that they'll match every dollar you give.
It is their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So double your support of the programs you love right this very moment. Dollar-for-dollar match in effect at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Many of the topics we talk about on the Ideas Network relate to power. This hour will certainly be one of those. But you are also powerful because people who listen, people like you, provide the most significant share of funding for WPR programs. Your donation is an investment in Wisconsin Public Radio and in programs that deliver the greatest value to you.
Your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air here for you and for our entire community. Give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Whether you tune in for the morning show with Kate Archer-Kent every day or you find yourself checking in throughout the day or throughout the week, you are a regular listener because you value WPR. If you've never given before, start off with a gift of $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You're going to love being a WPR member.
There are many reasons to give to Wisconsin Public Radio. This drive, one of them is that your donation of any amount enters you in a drawing for tickets to see Hamilton in Chicago. But wait, there's more. The package also includes dinner out before the show and an overnight stay. We hope you'll donate to enter, but you don't have to donate to win. You can send in a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Hamilton Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Sustainers, we've got you covered. You're automatically entered. Check out the rules and details at WPR.org/drawing.
Mm-hmm. Go to WPR.org. Feel that momentum or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Good morning. I'm here with Dean Kallenbach, and it is your support during this fall member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
That's right, and it's easy to do. Just need your name, your contact information, the amount of your gift, and how you'd like to pay.
Takes just a few minutes to make your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. And those few minutes fund your daily listening. Your support right this very moment as we have a match on the table, dollar for dollar. Make a difference right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. That dollar for dollar match still in effect. There's still room for your gift to be matched. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And think about those Hamilton tickets in the mix and an overnight stay in Chicago. Get in on that drawing. No contribution necessary. All the details at WPR.org/drawing. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you give any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Our sustaining members, we love you and thank you, and you're automatically entered.
If you're not a sustainer already, become one right now. It's easy to set up monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I see Richard from Appleton just switched from annual to sustaining contributor. Thanks, Richard.
Love that news. Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. It's the morning show, and we're talking about the House launching a formal impeachment inquiry into President Trump and the events that led up to Tuesday's announcement by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. This is the most severe action Congress can take against a sitting president, and we want to hear from you. Do you support or oppose an impeachment inquiry? What do you want to learn here? What questions do you have about the whistleblower complaint and other documentation about White House dealings with Ukraine? Join in the hour, 800-642-1234. Eleanor Neff Powell is the Booth Fowler Associate Professor of Political Science at the UW-Madison. Her focus is American politics, specifically Congress, money in politics, and political parties. Ellie, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
So the White House released this rough memo yesterday outlining President Trump's call with the president of Ukraine from July. What does that document reveal to us?
Well, one of the most surprising things that was in the document was President Trump asks the president of Ukraine for a favor, for help, to help and work with the U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr and the president's personal attorney Rudy Giuliani to investigate former Vice President Biden, his political rival.
Okay, so Biden had been making trips to the Ukraine, a number of them, back in 2014. What was Biden doing there and his son Hunter?
So there are a couple of different things happening here.
Okay.
So
Vice
President Biden's son, Hunter, in 2014 joined the board of one of the Ukrainian oil companies. That company had had some the leader of that company had recently become a politician, and there were some concerns potentially about corruption. They bring in Hunter Biden to join the board to sort of ease concerns about that. Separately, there's this that company is sort of was investigated at the time for some corruption because that leader had gone on to political prominence, and people wanted to sort of investigate to see whether there was anything going on there. How this connects to the vice president is the prosecutor who investigated that at the time is someone that the international community thought wasn't sufficiently tough on corruption. And so numerous members of the international community had encouraged the replacement of that prosecutor because they wanted someone tougher on corruption. And Vice President Biden was one of those who raised that concern, asking for essentially a tougher prosecutor who would be tougher on corruption. So it's a sort of strange thing to actually make the leap then that the help would actually have potentially benefited his son because he had a tie to this company that may have been investigated. Supposedly that investigation had stalled and nothing was happening at the time. And so it's tough to see how a tougher prosecutor would really have been in the interest mm-hmm. of the son. But that's the allegation from the president from President Trump that he wants to see investigated.
OK. And so Vice President Biden is there on official U.S. government business, not freelancing at this point? Or, you know, what do we know there?
So Vice President Biden was there on official U.S. government business. This wasn't Vice President Biden's idea to make the change. Instead, this was a suggestion that had percolated up through the State Department and through a number of other countries that essentially they didn't think this prosecutor was tough enough on the corruption, and they wanted him replaced with someone who would be much tougher on corruption in the country. So, again, it's not clear that you know, there was really a motive there, a tie. And, you know, from what I understand, most newspapers and other outlets that have looked into this haven't found any sort of evidence of wrongdoing. But that's the sort of suggestion and the issue that President Trump wanted the Ukrainian president to reopen and to look into.
Hmm. And so that is connecting the dots there, why President Trump would want Ukrainian authorities to investigate former Vice President Biden and his son. What do we know further there about this phone call then?
Well, so it's also important to note the sort of political and sort of electoral self-interest in the president's sort of reopening this investigation. Vice President Biden sort of has been the leading Democratic contender. And so it's not just a sort of side issue that he's concerned about potential corruption. It's that, you know, the president thinks that this could be potentially advantageous to his own re-election campaign. So I think that's just sort of important context to keep in mind. The issue with the other complication of the call of Ukraine is essentially it's not just that he was asking for this for a foreign country to investigate his political rival. He was doing this in a very complicated context. So the president a few days prior had withheld $400 million in military aid to Ukraine. He'd put a stop on that. And then in this call, when the president of Ukraine is sort of asking for help, asking for that money, he then asks for this favor. And sort of it's a half step removed from a quid pro quo, but it's very suggestively phrased that, you know, this aid and other sorts of funding and resources aren't going to be forthcoming unless the president of Ukraine helps President Trump actually get this investigation going and sort of do what else. It's a little unclear exactly what he's implying. He wants the president of Ukraine to help with this investigation. Is that reopening? Is that something else? It's a little unclear exactly how far he wants the president of Ukraine to go.
We have UW-Madison political scientist Ellie Neff Paul here as we talk about House Democrats announcing impeachment proceedings this week. Are you struggling to keep up with these fast-moving events, keeping everything straight? What questions do you have about a formal impeachment inquiry? What do you want to learn? Join in with your reaction, 800-642-1234. We'll continue this here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we have a political scientist in studio here explaining the calls from Democrats on Capitol Hill to begin the impeachment process against President Trump. And then word Tuesday that impeachment proceedings would start in the House. Before we get back to our conversation, let us check in on our fall member drive. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Dean Colin Back. Good morning to you.
Hi, Kate.
As a WPR listener, you know you're always going to hear something interesting when you join in to the morning show, and that is thanks to your support. Listeners provide the largest share of the funding for WPR programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You make this program, everything else you hear on WPR, possible.
Little incentive this morning. We have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right
little
now.
Little incentive?
A little incentive.
Okay.
All right. From current members, including a member from Cross Plains. But your gift of $50 turns to $100. $100, I guess it's more than a little incentive. $100 turns to $200 and so on. You can take advantage of this match and double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right now at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
I think Dean's holding back. This is huge. When
it's
you,
cool.
Yeah, this is really cool. Dollar for dollar match right now. When you listen to the talk programming on the Ideas Network, you participate in a statewide conversation every morning. You hear from experts. You also learn from the interesting and diverse experiences of your neighbors all over the state.
And you go into the world with a more well-rounded view of life. You're a more well-rounded person every day, full of things to think about, full of things to talk about. And because you value being well-informed, support those conversations that keep you connected. Make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 2552.
That's right. Make an ongoing gift of $15, $20 a month, whatever amount is right for you. Set that up on your credit card, your debit card, or right from your bank account. It's what we call a sustaining gift. And the beauty of it is that you don't have to remember to renew your support every year.
Well, and I like it because your support will be as consistent as your WPR listening. Month after month, year after year, it's there. So become a sustainer now. Set up your ongoing gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This member drive, ask for the new WPR travel mug. It's a 16-ounce stainless steel tumbler with a screw-on lid, vacuum-insulated to keep your drinks hot or cold. The wraparound design on the outside features a warm orange geometric pattern inspired by the WPR logo. Support the programs you love and show off your WPR pride. Ask for your travel mug when you give $20 a month or more. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Dean Kallenbach, and it's your support today, right now, during this dollar-for-dollar match. It keeps Wisconsin Public Radio, all the programs you love, going strong. Whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether it's $100 a month, it's going to be matched right now, dollar for dollar, and we appreciate and count on your gift.
And it keeps those programs going strong, not only the morning show, which you enjoy every day, but special programming like that that's coming up of the House Judiciary Committee testimony starting at 8 o'clock. The day is young. Make a difference before you even leave the house. Donate to Wisconsin Public Radio right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you'll have made a great start to your day.
Plenty of ceiling we have here in this dollar-for-dollar match. A lot of match money on the table. I can tell you that. We need 27 more pledges to come in here. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR is going twice as far.
Your gift right now is so important at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks.
It's the morning show. We're talking about how House Speaker Nancy Pelosi initiated an impeachment inquiry on Tuesday. Then Wednesday, which was yesterday, by the way, the White House released a summary of a call between President Trump and the president of Ukraine. So we're slowing down and looking at how these events unfolded, how they all connect. What would you hope to learn from an impeachment inquiry of President Trump's conduct? How have you reacted to comments from lawmakers and the president on the impeachment inquiry? Join in, 800-642-1234. And Ellie Neff Powell is an associate professor of political science at UW-Madison. Ellie, the acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, is testifying on the complaint of a whistleblower before the House Intelligence Committee starting at 8 this morning. We're carrying that testimony live. Why is he in front of the House today?
Well, he's being brought in front of the House because a whistleblower who had knowledge of the call raised a complaint. And that's actually the only reason that we know anything about this interaction with Ukraine is essentially this whistleblower was concerned. And there's a process in government to protect whistleblowers, to encourage people to bring things forward if they're concerned about actions that are happening. For a lot of national intelligence things, you can't just release them to the press. Everything's classified. Things are confidential. And so the government's created a secure process to protect these folks, to encourage folks to come forward if there's some sort of concern. And so the issue is this whistleblower brought forward a complaint, and the inspector general thought that this met the relevant criteria and it should have been released to Congress. But the director of national intelligence, McGuire, who's going to be testifying today, refused to give it to Congress. And he refused to give it to Congress based on advice of the Justice Department, which is also complicated given the attorney general's involvement in the call and the sort of potential conflicts there. But that's why Congress wants to hear from. They want to know what's going on. They want to see the actual complaint. Supposedly, the complaint has been started to show has been shown to some members starting this morning. It is going to be some sort of redacted version. It's going to be released publicly later today. But they want to know a lot of questions. Why wasn't this released? Normally, these complaints have to be, if they're found to be meritorious and urgent, they have to be immediately transmitted to the appropriate congressional intelligence committees who have the sort of secrecy requirements to sort of handle and look into these things. So why weren't they given this information? Why was this unusual process followed and the sort of usual norms weren't investigated? And that's what they're going to be asking him about today.
And McGuire has only been on the job for like a month?
He's only been on the job for a month. The previous director of national intelligence resigned. He was the sort of replacement, a sort of former Army officer who's sort of stepped into the job. I can't imagine the turmoil that's this has all been sort of playing out secretly behind the scenes over the last month since the whistleblower complaint came forward. We don't know the extent to which this complaint or issues surrounding this complaint had anything to do with why the previous chief resigned. So there are a lot of questions to be asked.
Step back for us and help us understand what an impeachment inquiry is and how it works. The Justice Department determined the president had not violated campaign finance laws with this call to Ukraine in July. Does the House use that standard for impeachment? What goes on there?
So these are great questions. There's a lot of misconceptions about the impeachment process. I teach a undergraduate Congress class on this, so we talk explicitly about what this looks like. So it's important to know that just in terms of language, people use impeachment wrong all the time. So impeachment is like an indictment. So the way this process works is essentially a member introduces a resolution in the House of Representatives that can have multiple counts related to impeachment or potential issues. There doesn't need to be anything criminal in them. Impeachment is a political standard and a political judgment. There are no necessarily crimes involved. It's what politicians think is serious enough to involve removal from office. Then the way the House typically handles it is a House committee will investigate. Often that's the Judiciary Committee, but it doesn't have to be the Judiciary Committee since this is intelligence related. Maybe it'll be the intelligence. Maybe they'll create their own committee. They're working out all these details. And then there is essentially an indictment process sort of in the House. And the House is then going to vote. And it's a majority vote in the House. And if the House majority votes, the president is impeached, which is really just like an indictment, and they send things over to the Senate where the sort of trial happens. And the trial, the president's lawyers will be involved. There will be a full investigatory process, and then the Senate votes, and you have to have 2/3 of the Senate to remove from office.
This hour, we're dissecting the news from Capitol Hill with UW-Madison political scientist Ellie Neff Powell. As House Democrats launch an impeachment inquiry against President Trump, your thoughts, your reaction on this fast-moving chain of events, 800-642-1234. We'll continue this after a news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. We're discussing the House impeachment inquiry into President Trump, and in less than an hour from now, we'll bring you that live testimony of Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire, his testimony on the whistleblower complaint. He's going before Congress. We'll have that for you after 8 here on the Ideas Network. But first, let's check in on our fall member drive. I'm here with Dean Kallenbach. Good morning to you.
Hello.
We're here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support your future WPR listening.
Well, that's right, Kate. And listener support makes up the largest piece of the funding for the programs that we all count on, programs like The Morning Show. And that's why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
Uh-huh. And more incentive here. We have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $4,500 in effect this very minute. It's a great time to donate because current members, including a member from Cross Plains, they'll double every dollar you give. And it's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio right this very minute. Double the impact of your gift right now at WPR.org. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
As a consumer of radio, one of the great things I appreciate about the morning show and the Ideas Network is the fact that because we're radio and we can kind of turn on a dime, we can cover this issue that is so very current, this impeachment inquiry and the hearings that begin next hour that we'll actually broadcast live, the Intelligence Committee hearings. We can do that and provide that to our audience quickly and deeply and with the kind of substance that you need to be able to understand and make decisions about these things. These are the kinds of conversations you count on all the time from the Ideas Network and the Morning Show.
WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, it makes the many topics that you join in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
We have a little under $2,000 remaining in that dollar-for-dollar match that's in effect, so it's still time for you to get in. Your gift of $50 turns to $100. Your $100 gift turns to $200 and so on. Take advantage of this match and doubles your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You have a lot of bills in your monthly budget that are out of your control.
Certainly my education, but hopefully it's going to be worth it and going towards a good cause.
Rent, for sure.
Every time I turn around, my automobile insurance is increasing.
Unlike the other things you pay for, you're always in control of your sustaining membership. During this pledge drive, we ask our sustainers to consider an increase to your monthly gift. How about $5 a month? It'll go a long way to pay for the WPR programs you rely on day in and day out. Thank you for your ongoing support.
That's right. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Dean Kallenbach, and it is listener support that is the biggest chunk of the funding for the WPR programs you rely on, the biggest piece of the pie. And that is why your support during this fall member drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Either way, it's going to be matched dollar for dollar. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Once in a while, you actually get more than you pay for. It doesn't happen a lot, except on WPR. It's the one place where it's true every day. Consider a gift of $2 a day to support the programs you love.
It is hard to buy much for $2 these days, but at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day, that makes a lot of the news and the talk and all of the music possible. That works out to $60 a month. You can make that gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That sounds like a pretty good deal, but we can actually double that now because we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect. So your $2 gift becomes a $4 gift. So $60 a month becomes $120 a month because of this dollar-for-dollar match that's in effect to the top of this hour or until the money runs out. So get in there now. There's room for your gift to be matched still. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And thank you so much from Barb from Trevor, who says that matching donation inspired Barb, and I'm already a sustaining member, but being able to double the amount is a great thing. Thank you so much, Barb, for making that extra step, taking that opportunity. We appreciate your gift. It's powerful at 888-202-2552. It's the morning show, and we're slowing down these fast-moving developments on Capitol Hill as House Democrats launched a formal impeachment inquiry into President Trump Tuesday. This is high stakes. It's a high-stakes move by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and it was prompted, as we've learned, by allegations that President Trump pressured the Ukrainian president to investigate his leading political rival and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. So what are your reactions to all of this, to the allegations in the whistleblower complaint? Join in 800-642-1234. And Ellie Neff Powell is an associate professor of political science at UW-Madison. She stays with us. Ellie, let's take a call now. Rich is joining us from Rhinelander. Hi, Rich.
Hi. Thanks for I just want to say I view Wisconsin Public Radio pledge drives positively.
Thank you, Rich.
It's business that has to be conducted in order for people to get the information that they need to have in the state of Wisconsin. And I view the impeachment inquiry very positively, because no branch of our government is more powerful than any other branch. And I know some people among my family and friends are saying, well, not much else is going to get done. I disagree with that, just as Wisconsin Public Radio takes time aside to say, hey, you have to know what makes this thing work. The American people have to have their attention drawn to the idea of the president is not a more powerful figure in our government. The courts are not more powerful. The Congress is not more powerful. We have a balance of powers. And so this is a very positive development, in my view.
Rich, thank you so much for the call. Ellie, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had resisted this step for quite some time. There are other Democrats who are questioning this impeachment inquiry. Rich in Rhinelander says this is a good thing. What are lawmakers thinking on this?
Well, there's a diversity of views within the Democratic Party. And you know, one of the reasons Speaker Pelosi held off for so long was partially a concern about the political calculus of this, that essentially whether the American people would support impeachment and how it would affect the electoral fate of vulnerable members of her caucus. So members from moderate districts, those are the ones that help her keep the majority. And what one of the things that really changed her mind on Monday was when a number of freshman Democrats from a military and intelligence background who are in very vulnerable districts came forward with an op-ed saying that they were really concerned about these allegations and they thought they needed to be investigated, that they served their country, they put their lives on the line, and these are incredibly serious things that just must be investigated for the good of the country. And so that's one of the things that really changed the narrative, is that she'd been really paying attention to the concerns of that group of her caucus, and their position has changed. And, you know, as of this morning, I think a majority of the House overall now supports at least opening an impeachment investigation. And so events have been developing incredibly quickly, and we're learning more every day about what the substance here really looks like.
President Trump addressed the nation yesterday, and he said the phone call with Ukraine's leader was beautiful and perfect. How has the president been responding to this official inquiry right now?
Well, the president often takes a sort of, you know, best defense is a strong offense kind of approach, mm-hmm. and he sort of seems to be taking that same approach here. He doesn't think he did anything wrong. He thinks that the summary of the call shows he didn't do anything wrong. He thinks that the fact that there's not quite an explicit quid pro quo says everything's fine here. And so he believes the sort of, what some have called a conspiracy theory about former Vice President Biden and Ukraine needs to be investigated. And so he thinks this is great and he doesn't understand, thinks there should be no pushback here.
Let's go to another call. Judy in Ripon. Judy, hi.
Hi. Is it possible that President Trump actually doesn't understand? I mean, truly understand? I mean, just like the concepts escape him, or that he doesn't understand the inner workings of the government? I mean, that somebody would have versed him in this, but he was a previous TV star and real estate person. I can't imagine, with my occupation suddenly being thrust into the presidency, I wouldn't understand all the ins and outs of the presidency either. And I think he just is totally in over his head because he didn't have any background in law or anything. I think he just completely doesn't understand. Not that it excuses him, but I'll take my comments off the air.
Judy, thanks. But Ellie, this also gives you an opening, I think, to talk about why the connection to Ukraine and what was happening in Ukraine and how the U.S. was involved.
Yeah. So the caller brings up a great point. Does the president know this was illegal? And, lay folks, normal folks with his background might not have known that these sorts of things would be illegal. Although, it's tough given everything that happened with the Mueller investigation and all of the attention paid to, favors from a foreign government, potential collusion, a special the Mueller actually testified in Congress a couple of days before this call. And so really highlighting to the president and, you know, many members of his team who might not have been aware of the legalities, surely after that would have been more aware that this sort of behavior would be problematic. And, you know, as you point to, the context of Ukraine here is incredibly serious. So this isn't just some random small country where that happens to have a connection to Biden. This is a country that has been engaged essentially in a proxy war with Russia for the last 5 years. You know, 5 years ago, Russia annexed part of their country. Now, we use annexation as a very polite term. There was a war. They took part of the land that they now can call their own. And this now young president who's just come into power, who's deeply desperate for military help and concerned about this foreign power that's been aggressive and engaged in military conflict for the last several years, they desperately need our help to sort of try to stave this off. And so the context of vulnerability here is worth noting. This isn't $400 million is a lot of money to anyone. But in the context of this crisis and this war, this is incredibly serious. And, you know, the pressure this president must have felt would have been tremendous.
Okay, so we need to fast forward here for a moment. What happens after the House finishes its fact-finding investigation? Whatever is going to play out over, you know, days, months? I'm not sure the timeline here.
So that part's all unclear and being worked out. I saw reports this morning that they're going to try to sort of wrap their side of things up and have votes by the end of the calendar year, which would be incredibly fast by historical standards. You know, they have to decide how expansive or narrowly they're going to look into things. Like, impeachment can involve separate counts. So they could have separate counts about this Ukraine thing, but they could also have counts related to what Mueller investigated or any other sorts of issues. So how, you know, how many things, how broad are they going to make this inquiry? And those things, those will all be voted on separately. So you could imagine a scenario if they go through lots of counts, some might pass, some might not pass. And, you know, that's going to sort of shape a lot of what happens going forward.
And meanwhile, other business is put on hold in Congress or in the House. You know, what happens to all the other business?
I mean, this is going to suck up a lot of the political oxygen, a lot of the attention and efforts of lawmakers. Some things will continue to go on as normal. And, I will say, you know, we're getting into a presidential election year. You know, election years, not much happens in terms of policymaking anyway, especially when you have a House of Representatives that differs politically so much from the presidency. We weren't going to see a lot of big legislative compromises. But, you know, even when you don't see a lot of big legislation happening, there are day-to-day small things where there's, you know, bipartisan agreement going through. And this is just going to make that stuff even harder. But again, not much was going to happen this year anyway.
Ellie, connect us to your classroom, if you will, for a moment. How do you talk about this with your students, and what do they think?
It's really hard. I mean, I think anyone who's been trying to follow the news this week, just keeping up and keeping everything straight, who was doing what were the allegations, just getting the facts on the ground straight is really hard. And so I think, you know, one of the potential benefits of an investigation, you know, apart from the political implications and everything else, is it really is a fact-finding opportunity. Witnesses are going to come forward. There's going to be information. This is all going to slow down. We're going to get to hear a lot of this in detail to really better understand what's happening. Everyone right now is operating under very limited information that's been evolving quickly. And so, you know, I think not rushing to judgment and sort of waiting to see how this plays out, it's going to be frustrating for some. That's going to play out a lot more slowly than some people want. But, you know, the upside of that is that there's going to be time to learn everything that we need to learn in terms of the larger context.
This is not the first impeachment. What does this do to our democracy?
Well, this is not the first impeachment. You know, there have been sort of three prior-ish impeachment, and at least
I like the word prior-ish.
Yes, it's sort of a complicated, how you count these things is always a little complicated. Three sort of prior incidents, but you know, this is going to be different. And frankly, the scope and scale of the allegations here are potentially much more severe than we've seen in prior cases. You know, the prior case against former President Clinton, I mean, that was about sort of lying to cover up, an affair. That's very different from the allegations here, which involve, you know, using the weight of the American government in sort of a bribery-esque way to investigate your political opponents. The magnitude of the crimes here are just completely different. And so this is a very serious moment. And, you know, we'll see how members of Congress respond to, you know, one of the most potentially grave moments in terms of the democratic process in American politics.
Are they worried, are political scientists worried that it will divide our country?
I think political scientists are deeply worried about that and deeply worried about, you know, whether people are going to, you know, be able to sort of separate their partisan interests, their policy interests from the sort of underlying issues here with regard to the integrity of the democratic process. And so it's easy for us all to get wrapped up in our own biases, but separating that is really worthwhile.
Ellie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Eleanor Neff Powell is the Booth Fowler Associate Professor of Political Science at UW-Madison, and she researches and teaches on American politics. Stay with us as Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire is set to testify on the whistleblower complaint before the House Intelligence Committee. That live coverage starts next hour. We'll bring you that testimony to you right here on the Ideas Network. And stay with us with WPR through the day for ongoing coverage of the latest developments. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. On a Thursday, it is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and let's take a moment to look at this momentum we have going on here with our fall member drive. I'm here with Dean Colin Back. Good morning.
Good morning.
The largest source of funding for WPR programs is from listeners like you, and the drive right now is your chance to support all the programs you listen to throughout the year. So take that important step when you donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So we had this really cool incentive this hour. A group of current members, including a member from Cross Plains, offered a dollar-for-dollar match up to $4,500. Well, guess what? We've blown through that.
I love that past tense.
We've blown through it. So,
wow.
That's very cool that people took advantage of that. And we still, your money's still good. We still need your support at Wisconsin Public Radio to promote the programs, to support the programs. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I think it is no testament to what you're hearing on the Ideas Network right now in terms of how we are covering the impeachment inquiry, bringing you the latest developments through the day, bringing you live special coverage. I know I was tuned in last night to our live coverage. I feel up to speed. I feel up to date. And these are the kinds of conversations you can count on from The Morning Show.
Well, and it is our membership drive, but we also understand what we're here to do. And, you know, for that reason, we bring you this special coverage. We are listener supported. And that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the many topics you tune in for every day, including the kind of special coverage that we're bringing to you uninterrupted coming up starting at 8 o'clock, that makes that possible. So choose an amount that works for you and make your gift.
And might I add, get that brand new stylish and practical WPR travel mug. Your hot beverage will stay hot. Your cold will stay cold. 16-ounce stainless steel travel mug. Take it with you around town. Support the programs you value and show off your WPR pride wherever you go. It starts with your gift of $20 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Public radio gives people opportunities to hear programming that they can't hear anywhere else. My greatest fear as a driver is that I'll run out of a zone where there's a public radio station, and then I have to revert to something else. But I keep coming back because of the variety. My name is Penny, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for programming I can't get anywhere else.
Penny, thank you so much. Join Penny. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I just love hearing these testimonials. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Dean Colin Back, and it's your support during this fall member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
I'm old enough to remember listening to Let's Sing on Wisconsin Public Radio in elementary school, in Hillsdale Elementary School, which is no longer an elementary school, by the way. hey, that was a long time ago, but people, you know, maybe you grew up listening to WPR in the car with your parents, or maybe you just found us on your own. No matter how you first tuned in, you probably want to see WPR continue. It's an important part of Wisconsin.
And if you've never given before, you don't have that history with us, now's the time to do your part. It is never too late to make that first contribution of, say, $10 or $20 a month. It's easy, doesn't take long, just a few minutes, right this very moment at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio and ask for the new WPR Travel Mug. It's a 16-ounce stainless steel mug with a cool geometric WPR-inspired design. You'll look stylish with your hot or cold beverage. It's yours when you give $20 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I just want to give a shout out to Alex from Plover, who leveled to us. He said, my monthly donation lapsed when I closed my bank account. Now I'm so excited to renew my support to this great organization. Alex, thanks so much for getting back on track. You can too, 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for making a difference.